12% since 1990. That's the amount of teams that start out the season 0-2 and make the playoffs. The odds are already against the New York Giants entering Sunday's matchup at the Link, and the Eagles expect nothing but the Giants' best.
You can't go into this game thinking, you know, oh, they're 0-2, they're just going to lay it down. You know what I mean? It's still a long season. You got 14 games left in the season. So, for sure, we have to know those guys are going to come here with their best shot. You know what I mean? Especially come after two losses, you know, they're going to be hungry for a win. They're going to want one. And at the same time, you know, we got to protect the league. So
we just have to stay consistent, man. You know, they get paid to play the game of football also. We know they're just not going to hand it to us. You know, they're going to come in and want to be physical. And, you know, we have to do the same thing. You know, but we got to be the one to throw the first punch and get, you know, get the fans involved and make it hard for them.
You know, them coming in, I don't expect them to lay down for anybody. They have a good defensive front, two really good pass rushers. So from that standpoint, it's a challenge up for our guys. Offense, you know, they haven't really clicked. So, you know, if we can, we're going to try to expose their weaknesses and get it going. So anytime you can beat the Giants, man, it's big for us.
Tight end Zach Ertz is off to an outstanding start in 2017. He's had 90 or more receiving yards in three straight games dating back to last year, becoming the first Eagle to accomplish that feat since Terrell Owens. He's so far third in the entire NFL, wide receivers, tight ends, whatever, in receiving yards. And since the start of 2016, he's second among tight ends in receptions and third in yards. Here he explains the key to his success.
Having the same quarterback, never had that in my career here. Obviously, having a guy like Carson helps out a lot. O-line's been holding up when my number's been called, so I've been able to have time to kind of let my routes develop down the field. And then when I'm out there with Carson, he makes it easy, allowing me to go up and just go out there and just catch the ball when I have the opportunity. And I've had my number called a decent amount.
Once upon a time, defensive end Brandon Graham was almost a New York Giant. Back in 2015, the Giants extended him a contract offer before the Eagles kept him from switching sides in the NFC East. And it's certainly a good thing. The most disruptive defender in the league a year ago, Graham already leads the Eagles with 2.5 sacks in 2017 and has his eyes set on quarterback Eli Manning, someone he's only sacked once in his career.
Well, you know, I knew I wasn't going there. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do that. You know, for me, I was just waiting on the Eagles to just throw their offer out, see if it was something, you know, I was comfortable with for my family. I just wanted to make sure I was secure. And I knew, you know, I wanted to try to be here as long as I can.
The Eagles are hurting in the secondary as Ronald Darby, Corey Graham, Roddy McLeod, and Jalen Watkins all missed practice for a second straight day on Thursday. The Eagles did claim safety Trey Elston off waivers from the Buffalo Bills on Wednesday. Elston was disappointed to be released by the Bills after playing in the first two games, but nonetheless is proud to be able to continue chasing his dream.
Yeah, I mean, I got a passion for this game, so everything's going to be emotional for me, any letdown. But like I say, it just brings more fire to me and makes me play a little bit more harder.
That'll do it for this edition of the Eagles Update. We're back on Friday, and we'll be live as Doug Peterson offers his final press conference of the week. We'll have it for you at 10:30 a.m. on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.